Hogs Half Hour. I can't think anything that rhymes with Hoskins, so I'm on the radio and not on the bus.
Rude bullshit. Fucking be shit.
Fucking hell's that Anki? Piss Flap Towers. Next to Cock Cheese Lodge. The shit. Fucking what? Fucking hell. I want to put the phone up my fucking arse. Fucking hell. Fucking fuck your crap fucking phone passing on bullshit system. Fucking one knobhead to another. My arse.
Fucking hell. What the fuck's fucking hell fucked up arses? Fucking chop up my fucking knob off. Twat. Fucking Twizzler.
For fuck's sake, I'm a fucking
chili.
Do not fuck off.
Bastard is still fucking sitting. Smelly ass little bastard.
My own bum fog, the arse mist, the fog of my own buttocks.
Motherfuckers, bastards,
fucking bastards.
Wang fuck's that? I was thinking, what the fuck?
I'll have a double jingle latte, please. I'm sitting at my desk in a fog of despair, like a little train chuffing along. Chuff, 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 chuff. And just farting away. Here's a question for you. Do you ever get jealous of dogs sniffing each other's asses? Because if you do, you should ask them. I'm sure they'll let you. Hey! No, but sometimes I look at them and their dogs are sniffing each other. Well, firstly, they get to sniff the ass and then the other bits. Well, actually, no, I wouldn't really want to go sniffing girls' asses or their bits. Even though it means you could put your nose in there, but the bits on the ass. But it's not that I get to look, but they just seem to enjoy it so much, you know? They get real enjoyment out of that. You know, that kind of really perks them up. You know, there's not many things I smell where I get that much enjoyment out of it. Probably the closest thing is a bacon sandwich. When you smell those bad boys, it's like, So you have to be really hungry, really. Hungry for smells. You know, but fair play to the dogs. If they can get a lot of enjoyment out of sniffing each other's arses, good on them. They probably look at us and think, I wish we could eat any food we wanted. In fact, most dogs look at their owners and think, why the fuck have you chopped my bits off, you bastard? Hey, what the... I'm the man's best friend? Oh, yeah, right, you chopped... Chop up my fucking knob off! Get me done! My usefulness on this planet is over, thanks to you! And I'm your best fucking friend here, buddy boy, eh? What are you doing? What do you do to your enemies? Turn their arse inside out, eh? Good God. Yeah, you'd have to wonder what aliens would think if they heard that a transmission of this is man's best friend, then taking him down to the doctors, having him neutered. I just think, whoa, shall we befriend the humans? I'm voting against now, after watching that episode. Yep, I think I'm quite happy not knowing them. But wait, our presence has already been known to many weird-looking local people in small towns. Yeah, well, who the fuck's gonna believe them? Look at them. Half of them are making crop circles themselves. They're a bunch of loons. Let's go. Let's try the other planet. Mars. Come on.
Hosky's gonna tell you something now.
Okay, this is about the XL Airways shenanigans of the poor people who were on holiday and then were trapped because they pulled off the XL Red Bust. Listen to this poor sucker. And listen to the bloody, twatty, mind-boggled presenter just going, well, this is what we do here. Yeah, listen to this.
Giannos, he's here. She's out there.
It's difficult. Hopefully going to go to Switzerland tonight. So the fiancée, what kind of mood is she in? She's totally worn and ragged.
XL Airways had 21 planes going to 50 destinations. They're all grounded.
We've got Maria and Bob there, their grandparents, and their partner, Denise.
Jason's managed to rebook, but says another airline try to take advantage.
So we're going to go with US Airways, but within the space of 5 minutes, they doubled the ticket prices. I had to make a phone call to my bank to arrange an overdraft and whatnot, and in that time, they went up £700.
Well, I have often startled myself with a snake-like appearance between my legs.
Just having a little look at my spam.
see if anything has actually fell in there which I might want. No, of course not. Lots of rude bullshit. Yay! Here's a good one. I like this. 15 ways to act longer in bed. Not to be longer, but just to act it. To give the impression of longitude. That's the subject. In the actual email, it's get equipped for the night love battle. Really, I should have something like tool up. Hot girls at your mercy. At yoga, you can keep coming. Some are a bit harsh. Is it? Why is your love life such a disaster? I mean, how the fuck does he... Who's been speaking to Iguachnold? I mean, bloody hell. Obtain your massive rod here. A basic man meat is pathetic. You need a mightier one today. Upsize yourself easily with organ pills. Oh, I wish I could meet someone who actually bought this shit. When your wife is angry with your bad potence. Oops, I did it again. New photos of Britney's pussy. Well, you have everything to cure your masculinity. Will you be able to please her 5 times a night? Fucking hell. I don't think I want to. We'll finish up with, want harder wiener that won't let you down soon after beginning. Thanks, Esther. Thanks for all those offers, chaps, but I'm all right for the moment. News Nugget. News Nugget. News Nugget. I like this one. I like this one. I like this one. I like this one. News Nugget. News Nugget. News Nugget. I like this one. I like this one. Some local news. A great article today in Hales Owen Chronicle. A must read for everyone in the Hales Owen district, obviously. Shop window proposal and groom said yeah. Brilliant. A romantic Hales Owen woman. Women? Fuck it now. A romantic Hales Owen woman popped the question to her partner by putting a marriage proposal in a shop window. Now you think, well firstly, it's pretty scary that just because it's a leap year, women can ask blokes. Whoa, watch out. I mean, that's a bit of a legal law. Making it a deadly place to walk around for fellas this year. Look on your toes. I don't know, why can't they ask anyway? It's kind of unusual, but so she had the idea, and I'll put a proposal in the shop window. Now initially you think, Christ, how do you know he's going to go in that shop? And then, just to cap it off, it's a charity shop window. Now, I mean, I don't know, if I propose to my girlfriend by putting a display in a charity shop window, I don't think she's going to say yes. If it was Marks and Spencer's, you got a better chance. But a charity shop, ooh, it's a British Heart Foundation's. Nice, okay. She sounds like a real card, this woman. I put a message in the window of BHF shop last year for David and told him I'd done the same this year. Except there was a secret second message. What the fuck's she doing? Just putting these messages in windows. Why don't you just go and talk to him, for God's sake? You know, the last place, you'll like come home and you'll think, oh, where's my dinner? Oh, didn't you see the message in Sainsbury's I left for you saying I was going out tonight? No, why don't you just talk to me? Or at least leave a message in the fucking house. All their bloody charity shops. Poor bloke's got to wander around Hales Owen looking for random messages in shops in case you might have left the new message. David said, Linda asked me if I could see anything for me, so I looked and that's when I saw the proposal. I thought she was joking at first. Yeah, and then I said, yes, make an honest man of me. And then bizarrely, on the end, they have Linda was about to give up on love through the personal ads. That doesn't even make sense, does it? She was about to give up on love in the personal ads. What do you mean? She puts a personal ad in saying, I'm giving up on love. See ya. Too late, everyone. She said, I had written to a few people and not had much luck. I was going to give it one last go when Dave came along and he was just perfect. That sounds bloody odd to me, I tell you. Anyway, that was good. Hales Owen. Hales Owen Chronicle. Check it out. Like, the person is a big penis and the years are a foreskin and you have to roll it back. But how does that make you... younger? Well, everyone knows the older you get, the more foreskin you accumulate. Right, I'm watching the TV's 50th Hardest Men, right? And it's just one of those crap shows with celebrities in brackets or in quotes, whatever kind of wanky little sign you want to do. Because they're not celebrities, they're people who go, who the fuck's that? Who's he? And then, but the number three is Grant Mitchell, where is Ross Kemp. That's the third hardest man on television. Yeah, come on. Seriously? And number one is Jack Bauer from 24. And I was thinking, is he hard? And then, oh yeah, he's well hard. He's the only person I'd know who would chop off his daughter's boyfriend's hand to save the day. I was thinking, what the fuck? I could chop someone else's hand off, no problems. My hand, whoa, then you, that is a tough decision. That takes a bit of hardness. But whopping off someone else's hand, yeah, I'm not so worried about that. God, if that's all it takes to be hard, bring it on. I'll bloody chop a couple of hands. I'll throw in a foot as well, all right?
Jingle!
I'm the man's best friend? Oh, yeah, right, you chop up my fucking knob off! Get me done! My usefulness on this planet is over, thanks to you. And I'm your best fucking friend here. What do you do to your enemies? Turn their arse inside out. There you go, I've just walked past a road called Watery Lane. See, to me, that sounds like some kind of complaint you'd go to the doctors for. Hi, Doc. Yes, well, it's a bit embarrassing, actually, suffering from a watery lane. Oh, dear. That sounds quite embarrassing. Indeed, it has caused me a bit. They flared up at work the other day. People got splattered. Who'd have thought pirates would make a comeback after all those years? They're back, baby. They're armed with frickin' grenade launchers. Take that, Johnny Depp. Look what you've done now. I hope you're happy with your fucking Captain Jack Sparrow bullshit. Last night, went out to celebrate Jackie's birthday. Oh, had a bit of a stretch there. Celebrate her birthday and we went for a curry, which was quite an exciting event for everyone, and especially when I first met Jackie, all she ate was kind of, she had like Sunday dinners every day. Meat, potatoes, vegetables, beans. And she used to eat turkey jetters, which are kind of like the Twizzlers. Yeah, turkey jetters are probably one step worse than a fucking Twizzler. A turkey Twizzler. Where do they get these names from? Turkey jetters, turkey Twizzlers. I mean, for fuck's sake, turkey is the most boring meat of all, and they're trying to sex it up, giving it bloody crazy names. Chill out, turkey manufacturers. You're not tricking me. Well, you say that, but when I was a lad, buying noodle doodles was far superior to buying baked beans. And they're basically the same thing. Although it was the advertisement that went with it. The eek! Noodle doodle mouse is genius. Absolute genius. Anyway, so we went for a curry. I ate a chili chicken masala. And it said, not for the faint-hearted. I thought, come, I'm a fucking hot sauce ninja. I can take it. I have experienced Uncle Dave's. I've felt his heat and I'm still alive to tell the tale. And when they said chili masala, they weren't fucking kidding. It was just covered in fucking chilies. It wasn't like hot spicy thing. It just had like six chilies to every bit of bloody chicken. You couldn't put the fork in without without scooping two chilies to every bloody bite. But it was quite nice, actually. They're not, I don't mind little green chilies. They're okay. And the garlic naan was a bit dodgy, though. It's just big, chunky bits of garlic. And you're crunching raw garlic is never good. Particularly for a vampire or fucking werewolf, whatever the buggers are allergic to that. So, anyway, we had a... Where am I going with this? We had a chili. Curry. I had a chili curry. We had a curry, right? And then today, after a cup, now, the next day, I'm sitting at my desk in a fog of despair. You just become like a little train chuffing along. Chuff, 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 and just farting away. It's that when you have a curry, it's almost as if you don't stop farting. They just keep coming out. They're just falling out of your arse. Seeping out. Ah, that's a good descriptive word. Just see, slowly escaping from your arse. You don't even have to try. You'd have to squeeze them out. They've made an agreement with you. They don't make any noise. It's just a load of dog-sounding farts. Horrible. And the smell is, well, curry farts like these have a distinctive characteristics. I can't even say that, characteristics. They're not over pungent. You know, they do smell, but it's not like the real vile, horrible farts you do in certain stages of your career as a fartologist. But they just kind of, and they're quite, they come at regular intervals. But the worst characteristic is they just do not fuck off. You do them and they just sit, they just get there, pull up a chair and sit right next to you at your desk. And you're like, oh, for fuck's sake. And you'll even try and walk away and you'll come back and the bastard is still fucking sitting there. The smelly little bugger. Get away! And then people who walk up to your desk, they sort of like, they have like a little grimace and they think, I know what you've been up to, you smelly ass little bastard. So I was there sitting, stuck in my own bum fog, the arse mist, the fog of my own buttocks. Much like the industrial age, I was the factory polluting the air to the extent you can't even see the skyline or the other desks around me. Just a little micro weather system of my own. Like my, this would be like the Beijing Olympics for their air pollution. Air and nose, it's more like nose pollution this is, but the curry farts, they just will not leave. Won't leave your house, a bit like the last few guests at a house party. They just will not get out the fucking house. Come on, you motherfuckers. Be gone, smelly bastards. And there you go, that's nice. I've just seen a dog, like a great big dog toffee, and then the dad and his two children, he's not going to clean that up at all. But getting back, the sun's just gone over and kicked it around a bit. I'll fucking teach you. You can make people go blind, you know, dog toffees. You better watch out, sunbeam.
Mistake of not listening. You wanted the truth. Don't shy away now. The message is there, don't make the mistake of not listening. You wanted the truth, don't shy away now. Mistake of not listening. You wanted the truth. Don't shy away now. The message is there, don't make the mistake of not listening. You wanted the truth, don't shy away now.
Killer clowns from outer space. Holy shit.
Well, that isn't as funny as this.
Just walked by this little bungalow and saw they decided to get rid of the numbered system England use and go for a named system. And you know what clever, smug little name they gave it? The Bungalow. Good God. What cretin that lives in that bungalow? That is one of my pet hates, this naming of houses. What? Why is it? What's it all about? I mean, standard system is we all give our house a number on a street, usually related to the one next to you on either side, yeah? And then that's it. Postman comes along, number 5. Oh, that'll be just after number 3. I mean, what happens when he looks in the bungalow? Where the fucking hell is that on this street? I mean, how's he meant to find it? Plus, it's so wanky. Fucking smug. I mean, I'm gonna do it. I might have one called Piss Flap Towers next to Cock Cheese Lodge. I'd like to do one and have and put it just like a make like a little doll's house and put it next to these one of these stupidly named houses just to annoy them. Piss Flap Towers next to their. So they get really angry about that. I'd like that. What if everyone, though, all changed, got rid of the numbers, threw them off, and all changed to random names? Now, who is going to be a postman in that terrible town, hey? See, so it's all right for some people to do it, but if we all did it, the system would go to shit. So I say, no one does it. Bloody named house. It's a house, anyway. You don't name a house, do you? I mean, you name a car, maybe. You don't change the license plate to be called George, do you?
A group of mining engineers were prospecting for copper. What they unearthed was a story that was to terrorize the whole world.
It was a husk story.
I bought these sunglasses today. I was in Next to Nothing. It's like off parts from Next, last season's or bullshit like that. And I bought these glasses for £2, right? That is suspicious, anyway. And when I got them open, the glasses were just like blue, they're like blue coloured and they're like see-through, so it really looks like a kind of glasses. I remember seeing you kind of yellowy glasses that maybe darts players would wear with yellow lenses. And I put them on and Jackie was just so embarrassed as we're in town. But it's just the look of disgust on her face was priceless. She went, well, how much are these? Oh my god, you look like Elton John. Oh, I said £2. She goes, well, that's £2 wasted. It was kind of she was just so, it's like when your mum says, well, I'm just so disappointed in you. That is just £2 wasted. I don't know, and I thought, well, they can't be that bad, but I did look in the mirror and I looked a complete twat. But anyway, I like them.
There's something funny's going on here.
I'm going to get into that. 30, up to 30 years old. I'm not even going to start getting into that. The last time I made a throwaway remark, it got so completely overinterpreted. There's massive worry at the moment for people trying to make ends meet. Mm. How would you sort things out for them? We'd give those tax breaks to people who really need it, so make sure the tax is lower for people on low and middle income. You say you want to be the party that helps ordinary people. How much is a pint of milk? About 30p, isn't it? Loaf of bread, all to power now. Gone up, absolutely. Matt, Nick Clegg, thanks. Congrats on the new baby, by the way. Any idea whether it's going to be a boy or a girl?
Yeah, I can reveal to you exclusively on Newsbeat that it's going to be a boy. So we're going to have three little boys. Fancy that.
Yes, we're still working on Gordon Brown, but he's pointed out he's already...
So they interview potential MP and they decide to ask him, how many people have you slept with? Brilliant. Fucking getting right to the key issues that will change England, Great Britain. What's he going to do? Bring in some sex law which says everyone's got to sleep with at least 30 people. I'm all for it. Fuck, get him in now. Go.
Gentlemen, this is...
The Hoskinator.
He's a multi-capable masterpiece. He can squeeze the colour from a ruby or deftly pluck the eye from a living bird. And he's been programmed to enjoy what he does.
On Saturday, me and Jackie were going to the pictures and, we had a discussion about what film we should see. Jackie was saying, let's go and see Mamma Mia. And I was saying, please Lord no, I'd rather kill myself. Why not? What? I said, it's a musical. No, it's not. No, it's like a, there's a proper story. They do a little bit of singing. No, I think you'll find it's based on a musical, Mamma Mia, and basically made into a film. A little bit extra plot, which I can probably guarantee will be shit. No. I said, look, let's watch this. Wall-E. Got a film of the week. It's by Pixar. It looks all right. Looks like something we'll both enjoy. No. Why not? I don't feel like a film about robots. What? I just don't feel like robots, you know? Oh, right then. What else? Oh, there's Kung Fu Panda. Well, that's similar to Wall-E. No, it's not. No. Well, I said they're both animated, aren't they? Yeah, but this one's different. Why is that? Well, it hasn't got robots in. Luckily, Kung Fu Panda was on too early, so we couldn't see that. Then we saw Wall-E, and she really loved it. And then she said, why don't you tell me it was a love story?
And I said, I didn't know it was a love story until I went to see it. But there was one point she was saying, look, why don't you see Mamma Mia? I said, I don't like musicals. You're not giving them a chance. And I was like, well, I'm certainly not going to give them a chance watching Mamma Mia, ABBA songs, tied around a very flimsy plot. It's got Meryl Streep, Julie Walters in. No, thank you, sir. I'm full. He must have looked long and hard to find a humorous quote from Friends. Can fat acceptance be photographed? A large toilet roll, unzipped his trousers and sat down to inspect the merchandise. To enjoy it. Oh, today, I'm having a hungry day. It's when you're hungry all the time. As soon as you've had your breakfast, you're hungry. Hungry. And all you can think about is food. But no food you put in your belly actually fills you up. It just makes you hungrier. I don't know how that works, but it's bloody annoying. So then you're just thinking about food, thinking, oh, when's the next food stop? That's what it must be like to be a beast in the wild. Just thinking about where's your next food coming from. I'll have a little sleep, and I want some more food. Food. They have a hungry day every day. They should make computers more physically intensive, so that even though we're not really moving about, that we'd burn up more calories, so then we could eat more. And then we'd be happy, because we'd be fitter and happier because we've eaten more food. Think about that. They should just make the keys, stronger, like weights, almost. And you could set your weight to press them. So you start off with, a low 5 kilograms, and each one is, they're pushing 5 kilograms with one finger. I mean, tell you what, that's a revolutionary idea. I should sell that to be a millionaire. Fitness keyboards. Loads of idiots would buy that. Come on. Hey, don't you nick it, you bastards.
Jingle.
I'm the man's best friend. Oh, yeah, right, you chop up my fucking knob off. Get me done. My usefulness on this planet is over, thanks to you. And I'm your best fucking friend here. What do you do to your enemies? Turn their arse inside out?
I rang up BT this week. I'm afraid the phone changed into my name. So I ring up, cut one way in for 20 minutes. Finally get through, the bloke goes, my database has gone down, I'm transferring you. I don't just transfer you to another call though, right to the back of the fucking queue. Thanks a bunch, dude. I'd wait there for the database to come back up, that's gonna be quicker. I didn't get the choice, I got through, back, went down the snake, back up the boards, no ladders in this game for BT. Got to the front, so I wanna connect my phone please. Yeah, the, it is previously in BT. Oh, that's a reconnection. I'll transfer you. What? What's up? Yep, off I go. Back to the fucking queue. Another queue. Down another big BT snake. Thanks for that. Get to the other one. Said, this is what I want to do. They said, you're in the wrong place. I'll transfer you back to the place you've just been. Fucking what? I was getting angry now. It's been 45 minutes. It's like, what the hell? I said, but they just transferred me to you. Oh, he didn't know what he's doing. No, he got that wrong. I said, well, what if you don't know what you're doing? And then I go back there and then come back here again. What if I get that same bloody idiot? It's like idiot tennis. I'm the ball being whacked to and fro through bloody idiots at BT. He said, he was wrong. I said, how do you know this? How can't you put me through to some other bloody person straight through, not at the back of any queues? Oh, that's against policy. Fucking hell. I like saying, why don't I put the phone up my fucking arse? The good it's doing me with you, idiots. Fucking hell. I said, in this idiot file, I've never found you anything done. Look, just, can you not transfer me to the one with the brain cell today? Whoever's got control of that, who's got a loan on that, and give me him so I can talk to someone who understands what the fuck's going on. He's saying, yeah, I do understand. I need to transfer you back here. No. I said, mate, you might as well hang up, because that's what transferring me is going to do. Hang up. Go on, do it. And then he transferred me. So I hung up. So I got, I had a day's rest, went back again next lunchtime. I went through this time to new business. I thought, let's try this. They have got a fucking callback feature. You give your little number, they fucking call you back. No waiting on the phone. I thought, well, that's thanks. Thanks, BT. Fuck your customers you already got. Just try and scramble some new ones in to get stuck in your crap fucking phone passing on bullshit system. And I got through to him. He said, you've gone through the wrong place. I'll transfer you. I said, no, don't, give me a number, don't transfer me, so I need to go straight there next time without all these hurdles. So I've got a number, finally, I get fucking through, huzzah. To just sign up to BT for the house that used to have BT before, I mean, how difficult does that actually fucking sound? Sounds incredibly pissing easy. That took 4 bloody idiots. It was like a Kafka nightmare. I was just trapped. in virtual telespace, being batted from one knobhead to another. Good to talk my ass.
News nugget. News nugget. News nugget. I like this one. I like this one. I like this one. I like this one. News nugget. News nugget. News nugget. I like this one. I like this one.
Go, news nugget. Woman swallow surprise ring. Often quite, I don't know, find it a bit of a kerfuffle, all this trying to surprise women with rings malarkey. You know, we don't really go around surprising women with anything else very often, do we? Well, apart from kind of glimpses of the knob, walking out your flies undone and stuff, but that's all good fun. A Chinese woman passed out after accidentally swallowing an engagement ring her boyfriend had hidden in a cake. Now, you see, there's hiding, and then there's bloody hiding, making it almost impossible to find it. I mean, you don't want to be surprised when eating a cake. Cakes are serious things. You want to enjoy them. You don't want to let anything get in the way of that enjoyment. You know, what are the other scenarios here? She could have cracked her teeth biting the bloody ring, or she could swallow it. They're Chinese people, so I'm not going to tell you the names. He was inspired by romantic movies of leading men hiding rings in cakes and then giving them to their girlfriends. Well, I'm not sure what films he's been watching, but I have not seen these. I mainly like kind of horror films and ninja films, so a bit of sci-fi laser beams and stuff, so they don't often, cakey ring storyline doesn't often come into those very often, I have to admit. He said, I imagine the surprise on her face mixed with happiness. You might just choke anyway, God. Instead, his girlfriend fainted when she saw Chen get down on one knee. I realised that I had just swallowed the ring with a mouthful of cake. Doctors used a catheter to retrieve the ring from her stomach. On waking up, she accepted his proposal. Putting on that ring, though, is going to be a bit of a... It's always going to remind you of a little tale as it that it went up your arse. Who knows, perhaps he might have a similar wedding night. The article doesn't mention.
Jingle!
Gee-oof, gee-oof. Don't never feed a dwarf. They will bite you. Gee-oof. They'll probably try and leap on your face and bite, punch, spit. They are. Plus, they're always up to no good. I never really met a dwarf, but I've seen a lot of films.
Rude bullshit.
Get the fuck.
Rude bullshit.
Get the fuck.
Rude bullshit.
Get the fuck.
Fucking shit.
Fucking hell's that Anki? Piss flap towers next to cock cheese lodge. Piss flap towers next to cock cheese lodge. Fucking what? Fucking hell. I want to put the phone up my fucking arse and fucking hell. Fucking fuck your crap fucking phone passing on bullshit system. Fucking one knobhead to another. My arse. Fucking hell. What the fuck's fucking hell fucked up arses? Fucking chop up my fucking knob off. Twat. Fucking Twizzler. For fuck's sake, I'm a fucking chilly. Do not fuck off. Bastard is still fucking sitting. Smelly ass little bastard. My own bum fog. The arse mist. The fog of my own buttocks. Motherfuckers. Bastards. Fucking bastards. Wank fuck's that? I was thinking, what the fuck?
I'll have a double jingle latte, please. I'm sitting at my desk in a fog of despair, like a little train chuffing along, chuff, 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 and just farting away.
Where did that accent come from?
Yes, indeed, sir. You're
get
fucking
the fuck! Get the fuck!
Stop making me insult you. It's just like
stop forcing my hand.
Honestly,
stop fucking forcing my
God.
Hand.
God.
And here is the muck-ups.
Yay! Rude bullshit. 15 ways to act longer in bed. A basic man meat is pathetic.
It's a bit embarrassing, actually, suffering from a watery lane. Oh dear, that sounds quite
It's like idiot tennis. I'm the ball being waxed to and fro through bloody idiots at BT.
VHF shop last year for David and told him I'd done the same this year, except there was a secret second message. Chop up your fucking knob off! Eek! Noodle doodle mouses. Genius. My own bum fog. The arse mist. The fog of my own buttocks.
Why is your love life such a disaster? I mean, how the fuck does he upsize yourself easily with organ pills? Sex law says everyone's got to sleep with at least 30 people. I'm all for it. Get him in now. Go, go, go. Piss flap towers. I mean, you name a car, maybe. You don't change the license plate to be called George, do you? Well, I was about to put the phone up my fucking arse. A nightmare. I was just trapped in virtual telespace, being batted from one knobhead to another. Good to talk my arse.
What the fuck's she doing? Just putting these messages in Windows. Why the fuck have you chopped my bits off, you bastard? I'm sitting at my desk in a fog of despair, like a little train chuffing along. Chuff, 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 and just farting away.
Get equipped for the night love battle. Hot girls at your mercy. Obtain your massive rod here. Oops, I did it again. New photos of Britney's pussy.
I don't feel like a film about robots.
What cretin that lives in that bungalow? Piss flap towers next to cock cheese lodge? Crap fucking phone passing on bullshit system.
Do you ever get jealous of dogs sniffing each other's asses? Turkey jetters, turkey twizzlers. I mean, for fuck's sake, turkey's the most boring meat of all. And they're trying to sex it up, giving it bloody crazy names. Hot sauce ninja. You don't want us to be surprised when eating a cake. And then... Yeah, I saw a mother.
What?
You're like, I haven't got a clue. Girls in the street started giving me the big eye. Unusual to hear where they started and then what they finish on. Make your weapon esteemed. Yeah, brilliant. My rod is so big that it can be shared among five mouths. Oh, yes. Share it. Share the wealth. Yeah, brilliant. Oh, Lordy B. Right, that's all. So.